Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going over the mid-season finale of Supergirl. Was it 607, I believe? Titled Timeless. Ooh, we got some big stuff going on. Brainy, Nia, got the stuff they needed to get to track Kara down, to have the Phantom track Kara down. So, we're gonna get Kara back. We have to get Kara back in this episode, I swear to God. Like, it has to happen. And then, oh my God, Kara's still stuck, obviously, in the Phantom Zone. But I believe her dad comes back. You've seen promo stuff, and her dad's there. But her dad was supposed to be trapped in that old Fort Ross thing in the Phantom Zone. So what's going on with that? How does the dad come back? Will the dad be staying? Who knows? So got a lot of things to answer and get done. I need Kara back. I need Lena to need Kara back, which she does. She loves Kara. Don't argue with me. But, like, I need it to happen. And there better be some good Supercorp moments in this because, oh, there better be some good Supercorp moments in this. All right. Well, anyways, guys, so excited. Mid-season finale. Then we got a long break, I believe. At least a few weeks because Superman's going to come back in the place of Supergirl. So Supergirl's going to have a little bit of a break. But once it comes back, I will be here, I will be back, and we will continue for the rest of the season. So, with that being said, let's get into the episode. Alright, so some interesting developments to start the episode. Oh my gosh.
She's on maternity leave.
Okay. Yeah, so Alex rescued her dad, right? And
she told me today, and then, oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated.
She
didn't
tell me, to be honest.
She said that there was stuff that happened.
Yeah, and then Brainy, so Alex rescued her dad, but then Alex, like, not Alex, yeah. Oh my God, Kara rescues her dad. I'm so, I'm sorry, guys, I'm a mess. But her eyes go gray, and is she getting, like, affected by the phantoms now? I don't know. I couldn't really tell. I was confused. I don't know. Something's going on with Kara, though. And then Brainy and Nia come back, but it took them 3 days to get back to the right time. When usually, when you time travel, if you do it correctly, you just come back right when you left. So it's like no time passed, but for them, 3 days passed, so whoopsies. But then they get it, everything's good, they set it up. The tower has a spaceship in it, thanks to John. Thanks, John. Good on you. Lena has made a little sunbeamy thingy, sunblast thingy, to get the phantoms away and recharge Kara's powers. So fun. Thanks, Lena, for always being on it. And then they take off and they go to the Phantom Zone. And John's like, Lena, will you do the honors? And she sets the course for the Phantom Zone for 9 minutes. Oh, yay, Lena. Okay, anyways. Things are kind of weird. So, so get up there. And then the Phantom is starting to sniff Kara's blood, right? It's getting there. But then the Phantom escapes. Of course it does. So John and Alex go down there to fight it. They fight it, get it back in, but Alex got stretched by the Phantom and is infected. Ugh. But then she's like, no, I still have to go because we have to get Kara. We have one chance to get Kara. We have to get back, so I'm fine. And so, but then she locks John in a containment cell so he doesn't stop her. Thanks, Alex, for being stupid.
Yeah.
She's so irrational. She wants to get her sister back so bad. I mean, I understand, but, like,
yeah,
come on, Alex.
For you to be there.
And then she goes back up, lies to Brainy about where Sean is. But then Brainy sees her neck, and they're like, no, you can't. And they're all having this squabble, and Alex is like, no, I'm fine. I can do it. We have to get Kara back. But, yeah, she's just, oh, my gosh. I'm so frustrated with Alex right now. You need to be rational. But then what Alex does is, because her being infected is drawing all the phantoms toward her, she is going to get out of the ship. She puts herself, I don't know, in an escape pod or like the hatch or whatever or something, but so she wouldn't be on the ship anymore. So the phantoms was out attacking because it's draining the power cells of the ship. So she's gonna sacrifice herself, and Kelly's obviously trying to talk her out of it, but it does not work. So that's where we're at now. Oh my gosh, Alex, stop being irrational. Okay, guys. Ooh! I just watched Katie McGraw act her ass off for like a good 7 minutes straight. So Alex didn't sacrifice herself. She was talked out of it. Fun, great. I'm glad she's back, not doing shit.
They give off kind of sort of.
But
they do.
Mia and Lena have this great talk.
They're very different.
About, you know, connection, family. They both relate from losing their moms. Lena gives me some advice. I love this new friendship. But then they get to the Phantom Zone. Some shit happens. So Lena's like, okay, coolant leaking. I'm gonna go to the engine room, see what's up, fix it, right? Gets there. Things are leaking. Goo on the floor, whatever. But, it's a water monster. So immediately Lena is like, there's some water alien thing in the engine room, I need help. And she's doing this over comms, of course. Nobody is responding, and so she's freaking out. She gets back up to the cockpit area, and everybody's dead pretty much, except for Nia, which she's almost dead. But holy crap. And this was like, this is a nightmare. This is like the phantom nightmare crap, right? And so Lena's just like going, like, she's like, what the, what? Oh my gosh. And so, but this water monster can get everywhere because it's just water, right? It can slip through cracks, blah, blah, blah. And so Lena's like freaking the fuck out. And so Lena and Nia escape for like just a minute.
Like, I still have this one.
And we're talking. And Lena has this fear of, well, not necessarily water, but of drowning. Because that's how her mom died.
I was like, I feel like Nicole needs to flip this. After like.
And did it right in front of her.
I love this.
I'm sorry. This is, oh my god. I love getting backstory for Lena, but this is really sad.
I need that. Please send that to me.
And so she's afraid of drowning, so this monster is like,
I need to live
that fear for her. And so she's trying to get rid of it. She's remembering Kelly's advice of think of the things that are real. And it's not working very well, guys. So let's see what happens. All right, guys, so it looks like we've gotten into Kelly's fear now. I actually was quite interested with this one. This one was really good. So it seems like the same, like, sort of flash happened when the ship got hit. So that's kind of how everybody, I think, is going to get affected. Oh, my gosh. Lots to think about for this one. So same thing happened, something with the engine room. So Lena goes, but this time Nia goes with her. And then something on the screen pops up about the Q waves and the shields of the ship. So Kelly and Alex go to check that out, or check with Lena to see, you know, what's up. And then so they get there, and Lena and Nia are not responding over comm. So Alex and Kelly are like, what's going on? They go to check it out. And Lena and Nia are standing in front of the cell, the containment cell, where the phantom is. Very suspicious. I was already catching on that something was up with them just because they were standing still in front of the phantom. So I was already like, what's happening? So they get down there, and then they have been infected. Their eyes are like that red with the blue iris or white iris in the middle sort of thing, you know? And Kelly's like, oh, crap. So they're trying to fix it, but then Alex gets infected, and so Kelly's all alone, and they're like, doing some unison talking, chanting, ganging up on Kelly with words, telling Kelly that she's just human, she's mortal, she has no power, and all these superheroes with amazing intellect couldn't even stop the Phantom, so what hope do you have, you know? And Kelly felt real vulnerable, and I was like, this is an interesting truth for Kelly, because she's human, you know? There's nothing really special about her, besides she's a therapist, and Alex is a girlfriend. Like, what sort of intellect power is going for her? Nothing. So, but then she grounds herself, and she doesn't realize that this is a kind of nightmare from the Phantoms. And so she's trying to get Alex out of it. She's trying to ground Alex instead of grounding herself. So, but she does get Alex out of it because it's her dream, so she can do stuff. She has control, you know. So she gets Alex, and Alex is like, we need to go. We need to get out of here. This is a bad situation, obviously. And so Alex takes Kelly over to an escape pod, but there's only room for one. She's telling Kelly that Kelly has to go because something, you have to go. Alex is too far gone. That's what it was. They're too far gone. Kelly's the only one that can go. And then Kelly's like, no, I'm not going, because that's another one of her fears is, I guess, being alone or losing Alex. Maybe a combination of both. So that was, I like how it was kind of two fears in one sort of thing. But then Alex turns back into an infected with the eyes, and then that's where it cuts off. Kelly's super scared. Oh my gosh. It's halfway through the episode at this point, and I'm scared to get into more fears because I just want to get Kara back. So I'm interested on how they're going to finish this episode, hopefully by getting Kara back, but we'll see. Okay, we have a quick Nia Phantom nightmare. So the beginning of it seemed pretty normal. So she had the flash thing, and then she went in straight to a dream for her, you know, power dreams. And the containment cell had a thimble in it, but the thimble was a tower with a crack in it. So, of course, she's having a bit of trouble interpreting her dreams lately. So she doesn't know what to think of it. And then she wakes up from a dream, and Brainy comes over. She's like, hey, you okay? The Phantom stuff is getting messed up, so everybody's having nightmares and fear stuff. So Nia's like, okay, well, we need to go down to the containment center to check on it because something's up. And Brainy's like, are you sure? We could just run diagnostics. She's like, no, we need to go now. Something's wrong. And so Brainy's like, okay. So they go down. Phantom is still in the containment cell. Nothing seems wrong. But then, bam, shields break. There's a breach. And there's the pressure in the ship. It's going wrong. Everything's going haywire. And then Nia realizes her dream was the symbol represents the tower with the crack in it. She needs to save the breach. And, you know, Brainy's like, well, your dream, so you have to fix this sort of thing. So Nia's like, okay, well, maybe I can use my powers. So she tries to use her powers. Doesn't work. And so the breach continues to get bigger. Brainy's like, there's nothing we can do. At this point, it's kind of cheesy acting. I know it's a nightmare and I know it's not real, but it's still cheesy. I wish they could have done better. Just a little bit. So I think Brainy gets sucked out and cut. So, oh my gosh, are they going to go through everybody's nightmares? Because what do we have? John and Alex left? And Brainy, too, if he does it? I just need Kara back. Ugh. Okay, realization. When Alex was trying to sacrifice herself, that was her fear. Didn't catch on to that one. But now it makes sense. So that was her fear. So we're done with that. So we get to John. And John does not get to have a fear because his Martian ability and mind doesn't get affected. Love that. And neither does Brainy's. Or Brainy's 12th level intellect lets his compartmentalized his emotions and hides his feelings away, but he's sure very much feeling it. So they are the two left that need to save everybody else and get the Phantom back in the containment cell. So Brittany's freaking out. There's balloons everywhere as a symbol of something. And so John goes to go get the Phantom back in the containment, and Brittany's there to keep the ship going, keep the ship moving. And so John goes down there. He has to do this. He's ready to go. And so the Phantom starts projecting everybody else's nightmares and stuff on to John. And we get people overcoming their fears at this point. So we have
GalaxyCon.
Oh my goodness. So Alex overcomes hers by shooting the hatch, shooting the glass in the hatch, and falling into space to sacrifice herself. Lena overcomes hers. This was such a beautiful moment. I almost cried. Oh my gosh. So she stands up brave and touches the water monster to go away, and the water turns into her mom. I swear to God, Katie McGrath can make me cry. And then Kelly overcomes her by fighting, and she picks up the piece that broke on the ground and uses it as a shield. This is foreshadowing her becoming Guardian, of course. We all know that is happening. I'm super excited to see her in that uniform. Woo! And then we get Nia, and Brainy falls out of the ship, and she just breaks down crying. But John does it, puts the Phantom back into containment, stops him, and everybody is out of their nightmares. Brainy's still keeping the ship on track to get Kara, and they're trying to get as close as they can to Kara to get Kara back. Let's do it. Here we go. Okay, guys. Whew. Good ending. Pretty happy. One thing I wish would have happened, but we'll get into that in a second. So to end the episode, we get Kara and her father back on the Phantom Zone. What I didn't realize was Kara was scratched by a Phantom and infected. That's why her eyes went gray and she's all in this nightmare sort of thing. But she's pretty much given up hope. She's like, I put you in this mess. It's my fault, blah, 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 blah. But her dad, her loving father that she saved, talked her out of it. It's like, you saved me. We're getting out of here. Even if your friends don't come. And then talks her out of it. He's like, yes, okay. They're like, let's do it. But the Phantoms are surrounding them. The floor is beginning to crack. And, we're like, what do we do? Kara's like, we fight. So they're getting ready to fight. And then boom, a blast of sunlight from Lena's sun bomb hits them, gives them powers again. Woo. Oh my God. I was loving that so much. I wish we would've got a shot of Lena at that moment, but we didn't. It's fine. And so then, but that gives them the ability to simply fly out. So Kara takes her father, they fly up to the ship in the sky, get in there, and oh my gosh, I was so excited. And they get up in the ship, and Kara does a warm embrace with Alex. Love it, love it, love it. Her dad is there. Her dad's going to meet everybody. I hope he gets a hint about Kara and Lena. I hope he's like, what is this? But turns out Mixie's still alive. She hitched a ride on the ship and is going to Earth. Fun. Love it. I guess Mixie will be our main villain for the second half-ish. Depending on how many episodes are in the second half, but yeah, so my goodness, guys, this is it. Oh, I guess kind of halfway through the season. Super good times. All right, well, oh my gosh, the good episode, acting amazing, on par, like so good, like everybody was good. Oh my gosh, oh, amazing. Good way to go mid-season finale, I'd like to say. I enjoyed the episode. But other than that, until Supergirl returns. That's it for now. Remember, I'm still doing Legends of Tomorrow. I'm going to try and get some other shows out. I'm thinking of starting Motherland, Fort Salem, doing that. I know the new season is going to come out soon, second season. So I'll watch the first season, maybe do some reviews on that. And then I'll do the second season, get that LGBTQ plus content rolling for you guys. But other than that, I'll catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.